CentexSportsFan.com. You're listening to the best of the John Moore Show here on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
All right, visiting with Pat Nunley, Baylor and Romania comes up at 10:30. Streaming of the game will be on BaylorBears.com/watch. You can tune in to us from here in Germany for the broadcast, the streaming.
One of the staples of Baylor basketball is firepower at the guard spot, and I think we have that. It's a little bit raw right now. It'll get a lot better, but there is the ability to score there. There is the ability to get the ball in the lane, which is critical for them.
The Don Moore Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Tell you what, I'm encouraged by what I've seen so far, the athleticism of these guys. I think we've got a huge athleticism advantage over the teams we played so far, and we'll see how what happens against Romania, but I like these guys. It's fun to watch.
I do, and I like them personally. Mm-hmm. The ones I've been able to meet and spend a little bit of time with, they're very likable, and we talk so much about cultural fit and making sure the players that you bring in have the ability to win and win championships. We talked about that, but are also the kind of guys you want to spend a lot of time around. And so far, from what I've been able to glean from just here and there, spending a little bit of time with them, this is a great cultural fit. I think, in fact, Coach Drew made an interesting comment last night. He was talking to a group of the fans that came over, and he said, in terms of quality, just quality of person, the kids they brought in are in the upper 1% of any kids they could have possibly brought in here. And that means an awful lot because they're going to spend a ton of time together.
Now, from the Alan Samuel Studios, you're listening to the best of the John Moore Show here on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Hi, and welcome. John Morris from Dusseldorf, Germany, as Baylor men's basketball continues as Team USA playing these World University Games. And they'll play for a gold medal on Sunday, coming off a dramatic win, fourth quarter win yesterday over Lithuania. 72-64 was the final score. That was the second semifinal, the first semifinal. Brazil beat host Germany team 83-78. So it will be Team USA and Brazil coming up in the championship, the gold medal championship game on Saturday. Let's talk about it with Pat Nunley, who he and I did the broadcast together again. We've done all the games from here, and yesterday was different, wasn't it, over Lithuania. Instead of blowing out to a big lead, they were behind most of the game and really had to fight for this one.
They did. That's the best team they've played, and it showed early because that was a team that was put together very well. The roles were clearly understood by their team. They were led by a point guard who coming into the tournament was maybe the best point guard, true point guard, distributor, scorer, 16 points a game, 90% free throw shooter, 8 assists a game. And so you knew that this was a team that was serious about how they approached the game and sucker punched Team USA, I think, a couple of times. Didn't expect for the game to be as deliberate as I think it started out to be, because the prior four games had not been deliberate at all. It was a kind of games that Team USA could just run and get all the shots they wanted. That was not going to be the case. And I think they were back on their heels for most of the first half, couldn't make a free throw. So they go in down by 4 at halftime and then down 7 at the end of the third quarter. And you and I both were saying, I hope we've got enough gas in the tank to get back. Because this was a team, again, Lithuania, that was experienced, knows how to protect a lead. But then the fireworks started and it was something to see.
Yeah. The shots weren't falling. That's an understatement. You know, they weren't falling at the rate that they had been in the first four games, all wins for this team.
Yeah, and one of my takeaways from the game, John, was really good teams figure out how to win games against high-quality opponents when they're not playing well. Mm-hmm. And I think particularly when they're not shooting the ball well, when shots, as I mentioned a minute ago, were really easy to come by thus far in the tournament, and they found a way. And I think it was certainly the firepower offensively, getting some points on the board finally in the fourth quarter. But to me, it was the stops that they got when they had to get them, forcing difficult shots and then finishing the defensive stand with a big defensive rebound. That gave them the opportunity then to forge ahead. But they had to stop Lithuania first. And once they got that done, I think the defense sort of fueled the offense, and it was just off to the races.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it wasn't like Lithuania snuck up on Team USA. I mean, they knew how good these guys were.
They did. And you look at their roster and look at what they had done in the tournament thus far. These guys are very experienced. A couple of guys had Division I experience at the college level in the United States. And Lithuania takes its basketball very seriously. So these guys, this is basically an all-star team among the national team that plays among other Lithuanian teams at the national level. And so you knew you were going to get some of the very best that Lithuania had to offer. And that was clear as soon as that ball was tipped up. This was not going to be like the prior four games had been.
Yeah. So the win, 72-64. A lot of heroes in the game. I mean, everybody sort of had to battle through, you know, whatever it was. An off-shooting night from the floor, from the free throw line. Rebounding was pretty good, though. I mean, against a good, older, tall Lithuanian team, USA out-rebounded them 42-38.
That's right. And I think another big stat was, and this always helps, and this is a staple of Baylor basketball, is offensive rebounding percentage. Mm-hmm. And the production on the offensive glass got more than their fair share. Out-rebounded Lithuania, both offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds, which is a goal in every game. But then you've got to convert your offensive rebounds, and they had 18 second chance points. And on a night where you're not scoring the ball otherwise, you've got to find points somewhere else, and that was a big spot for them. Something they've done really well in the tournament, and it continued again last night.
Yeah. What do you make of the free throw shooting? You were a really good free throw shooter during your time.
I think it's like a case of the flu, and it starts to just infect everybody. John, you and I said during the broadcast, I don't know that Cameron Carr's ever been 1-for-6 from the free throw line in his life. It snowballs, and this team has got to be and will be a better free throw shooting team than what we saw tonight. But when it mattered, I think you pointed out the stat, when it mattered, they were 8-of-11 at the free throw line in the second half. Mm-hmm. They do not win that game unless they started making some free throws, because their offense is designed to get to the line, and they got there, a total of 30 times tonight. You get to the line 30 times. Most games, you shoot a reasonably good percentage, you're going to win that game. And I thought, had they done that in this game tonight, you know, made 70-75% of their free throws, pretty good free throw shooting, they win this game by 20.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's hear from Coach Drew. We visited with him after the game last night. Here is Coach Scott Drew following the win over Lithuania 72-64 that propels Team USA into the gold medal championship game on Saturday.
Well, we knew game two, you've already played as many games as everyone's played. You saw the three ball wasn't going. I thought midway through the third, our players really did a great job. We knew it was going to come down to stops, rebounds, transition buckets, and getting to the paint. And then if we took threes, they had to be great looks, because both teams were like 4-for-40 at the time.
Yeah. You trailed from the opening tip, literally, and you were fighting uphill the whole game. What was the message at halftime, even missing the free throws and shots weren't falling? You were still within four at the half.
Well, unfortunately, we're used to missing free throws by now. But I tell you what, just not that many. I thought Lithuania, a lot of size, a lot of length. I mean, when you're starting a 6'8", 6'9", two-man, and only one player under 6'4", and the rest, again, most of them 6'8 to 6'11. So they did a good job in making us stagnant with the ball, backing up, making us shoot contested shots. Probably, fresh legs, that defense wouldn't have worked, but tired legs, it was really good. So we did a bad job in getting to the free throw line, getting some stops, and getting in transition. I think 22-5 fourth quarter, or whatever run we went on, we really did a great job in getting some easies, getting out and going. And then the half court really working on reversing the ball before attacking, putting them in some closeouts rather than just being on the first side and just letting them back up and keep their hands up.
Skillings had some foul trouble, but we thought he was a real key in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know, when you're playing seven guys, and obviously FIBA is a different game, 24-second shot clock, 14 reset on offensive rebounds, and so it's a faster, more possessions, which means more opportunities for fouls. And each game, somebody different's been in foul trouble. And I thought Dan, the one was the technical that really hurt us. But when he came in, he gave us a huge lift and did it without picking up his fifth foul.
Good. I think in the end, you out-rebounded these guys today. Is that right?
Yeah. So
total and offensive rebounds.
42 to 38, but offensively 13 to 9 on the, and then second chance points 18 to 8. So that was huge. 18 to 8 second chance points.
Very good. And the free throw shooting, how do you handle that?
I honestly, in the beginning of the year, normally teams struggle until they get used to getting reps up in games. And we've had a month to practice and get in shape. And to be honest, learning offense, defense, and running up and down has been the key focus. Free throw shooting, we haven't spent as much time. So, and again, free throw shooting is something that people improve throughout the year. We got to be better than what we've done, but we've made up for it with being really good defensively when it's needed.
Coach, you'll play for the gold medal. That's the goal. You'll play for the gold medal against Brazil coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and a little bit of a rematch since we played them in Canada, I remember. And, in fact, there's a couple guys that still are in college, I guess, from Brazil. So probably the two most athletic teams. Brazil, obviously, probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest, team here. So it'll be a hard-fought game. The great thing is we get a day off. They get a day off. So both teams should be a little fresher, and that hopefully means a couple more made threes from us. And that's something that we thrive off of.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. You'll play the green and gold of Brazil. We're looking forward to it on Saturday.
Thank you for all the Baylor fans that watched, and hopefully we'll see you watching or hear you watching again on Saturday. Very for the nice. Gold.
That's Baylor coach Scott Drew visiting with us after the game last night. We say last night, it was afternoon in Texas, but understand it was an 8 p.m., actually an 8:20 p.m. tip-off here in Germany. So a bit of a late night coming back to the hotel and a day off today, which is good, I think. Don't you? Before, you know, just to kind of rest, get recharged. Coach Drew mentioned that, and then be ready to go tomorrow against Brazil.
Yeah, and the every member of the team will tell you, I'm ready to play now. Mm-hmm. And they may think they're ready, yeah. But I think Dave Snyder would tell you they're probably not as ready as they think they are. Yeah. And I saw, John, maybe you noticed this too, a little bit of fatigue. You could notice it. A lot of the shots they shot that they had been making in the tournament, threes in particular, were short. A number of their free throws were short. To me, that's a sign of tired legs, mm-hmm. because your legs are a big part of any kind of shot you shoot up. So I think that was a part of it. But they do need rest. I think a full day of rest after playing, five games in a week?
Yeah.
Whatever it was?
I think they played five games in 6 days.
I think that's right.
Because we had the one off day,
yeah.
Played three straight, one off day, played two straight. So I think it's five games in 6 days.
It is. And game is not practice.
Yeah.
And game is played at game speed. The adrenaline is different. And I think it takes more of a toll on your body. I think it takes more of a toll emotionally than practice. So, and this is not AAU ball, mm-hmm. right? These guys are playing to win. I love, too, John, how the defense has become a top priority for this team coming in. And there's a lot of work to be done there. You've got to move to play defense the way the coaching staff is going to demand they play it. And you've got to have legs to do it. And I saw, again, a little bit of fatigue tonight. A day off is going to really help.
Yeah. Ron Sanchez, new to the staff, quote-unquote defensive coordinator. I love the term we've learned from him already, guard your yard. Have you heard him say that?
Yeah. And he also says talking fixes everything.
Yeah.
And it's but again, he comes in, he talks about terminology. We mentioned that the other day. They have a language. It's a language that is unique to Baylor basketball. Only we understand it the way we have to understand it. But on the defensive side of the floor, if you're not talking and you're not communicating, you just can't be as connected as you've got to be defensively. So if he's not hearing talking, he's stopping things.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to let everybody know that's not good enough. So talking fixes everything. And there are other phrases and there are other terms that they use that really matter, but they've got to sink in. And maybe they're starting to do that 5 games in, like you said, 7 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him a lot. I'm glad he's here. I think he's a great fit for the staff in this program. Did you watch any of the Brazil-Germany game that was the other semifinal before ours?
I did. And one thing I noticed is Michael Ritai mm-hmm. fouled out of that mm-hmm. game. And so they didn't have him, one of their better players, if not their best player, for the better part of the fourth quarter in a really close game. Yeah. And they looked a little disjointed without him. But one thing I did notice was Brazil's speed. Team speed is, I think, in this tournament, sort of the brand that Team USA brings. And it's not necessarily just this year, but the game is played in the United States faster. And you've got, I think, for the most part, better athletes. And that's noticeable. This was the first team I have seen that is comparable in terms of team speed and team quickness and the ability at the guard spot to really penetrate and create, much like the Team USA guards do. So this will be a little different matchup. Honestly, I think it's the kind of game that Team USA would like to play. It'll be more like a Big 12 kind of game in terms of team speed. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really good. And I think for the fan, it's going to be incredibly exciting.
Yeah. Green and gold of Brazil. Got to go against the green and gold for the gold here in Germany.
Yeah, and didn't Coach Drew say after the game that that's a familiar foe?
Yes,
when,
that's right.
When Baylor went to the – yeah, Toronto, played in the Canadian tournament up there. Brazil was there.
Yeah.
And again, it'll be the same recipe in terms of roster. There'll be older guys, guys that have played a long time. And like every other team in this tournament, Team USA is the team to beat. Mm-hmm. So Brazil, I think, is a surprise finalist in the tournament. They were doing cartwheels and high-fiving one another after the game. But this is the big opportunity for them to knock off Team USA.
Yeah. All right. That'll be fun. Day off today. Play tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. here in Germany. That'll be fun. Team USA could be having gold medals put around their necks at the end of the night on Saturday.
Well, another thing I love about this program is they came over here to win it. Mm-hmm. They came over to win a championship. They won a gold medal. And they're preparing every game like it is for the national championship. And I really mean that. Mm-hmm. I mean, game day, doesn't matter when it is, what time of year, who the opponent is game day, and they treat it that way. And I think it's paid off. Mm-hmm. You've got to build togetherness, and this team is playing together. They didn't play well tonight, but I thought, or last night, but they did play together. Mm-hmm. I don't think they win this game if they didn't believe in one another when they were down 7 to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Very insightful on your part. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I can't wait for Saturday.
I know. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, we talked about how this week has gone by fast. You look down the road, it's 9 days, 10 days in Germany. It's 6 games, and you think that'll be kind of a slog. I mean, this thing has gone by snap of a finger. And it's a lot more fun when you're winning.
Right.
And now it'll go by even more quickly as we get ready for a gold medal match on Saturday.
All right. We'll get together and call that game on Saturday. Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Let's go. My pleasure.
All right. Pat Nunley, the Hall of Fame broadcaster. And we are enjoying our time here. And you're right. It is better when you're winning, for sure. So an off day today. And then Baylor versus Brazil for the gold medal. That comes up on Saturday. We'll have the webcast, BaylorBears.com/watch, 1 p.m. Central Time. That'll be 8 p.m. here in Germany. A reminder, the Team USA, the women, are Texas Tech. Let's take a break and let's visit with Krista Gerlich, the head coach of the Texas Tech Lady Raiders. They are playing for a gold medal tonight here in Germany against China. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us here on ESPN Central Texas.
This is ESPN Central Texas. Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Uninvited guests bugging you at home or your business? Pests can be more than just a nuisance. They can be a real problem. iPest Solutions offers a solution that's effective, environmentally conscious, and guaranteed to bring you peace of mind. iPest Solutions are your local experts in pest control. From residential to commercial spaces, iPest tackles it all. Whether it's ants marching in your kitchen, spiders spinning webs, or rodents sneaking around, iPest has the solution. They even specialize in termite control with eco-friendly, state-of-the-art solutions like Citricon to eliminate colonies. iPest Solutions trained professionals focus on environmentally sound methods of pest control. And the best part? iPest strives for 100% customer satisfaction. That's their guarantee to you. Don't let pests take over your life. It's time to reclaim your space. Visit iPestPros.com to learn more and schedule your free inspection now. iPest Solutions, serving all of Central Texas, including Waco, Hewitt, China Spring, and surrounding cities.
What's popular at the locally owned and operated Brazos Landing? How about the Adobo Chicken Bowl featuring elote corn ribs, house-made candied jalapenos, and juicy adobo marinated chicken? Our local favorites include our bourbon maple glazed rock pork chop, the crowd favorite red beans and rice, and our sizzling hot Akaushi beef fajitas that come with andouille sausage and organic air-chilled chicken. Every dish at the Brazos Landing is homemade, no shortcuts, no frozen filler, just real, honest cooking the way it's meant to be.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at CentexSportsFan.com.
At UBO Business Services, we understand more than likely your IT service provider is securing all your front door accesses to your business. But what is not being protected is your back door. With open print and fax ports where firmware has not been updated. With the white glove treatment our customers get at UBO, we update firmware on all service calls. Once again, putting customers first is why you need to call Sean Hunt at 254-709-2101 or ubeo.com.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D. Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D. Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D. Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material. So you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at D'AmoreFineJewelers.com.
Hey guys, it's Jana with Advanced House Leveling and Foundation Repair.
It's me, Jimmy. Hello, ESPN people. Go Bears. Hurrah. I put my hand up, by the way. It's just habit.
Nobody can see
that. That's my paw.
Because it's on the radio.
I'm not a paw, though.
But what
I'm
you,
a brother. Does that count?
So if you guys have any foundation issues, drainage issues, or plumbing
call
problems,
call us. 254-235-4922 or
visit us at fixitjimmy.com.
We support all our local teams. Go Bears.
From the Alan Samuel Studios, you're listening to the best of the John Moore Show here on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Welcome back at halftime as Baylor continues in the World University Games. Great organization, great undertaking here from Team USA and Basketball Travelers, a big part of that. The host ambassador for Team USA and Baylor Basketball is with us now. I'm going to say Coach Mike Peterson. I'm going to say Ambassador Peterson is with us, but it is nice to have you on our side, and we appreciate your guidance along the way.
Excellent. Ambassador is not nearly the worst thing I've ever been called. So it's really been a treat just to be around the Bears and Coach Drew and the whole program. They've just been wonderful to work with, and we hope they're having a good experience.
It has been great so far. And again, it's great to have you, someone to turn to with all the questions that we have. You've been doing this a while, haven't you?
Yeah. So after I got out of coaching, I've been working with Basketball Travelers since 2016, maybe, taking teams on foreign tours and working with their domestic tournaments and stuff. So it's a great organization, and they do a great job. And so it's just a wonderful chance to be around different programs.
Yeah. How about that? And your wife is here, and she's helping with another team.
She is. She's with Texas Tech Women's Basketball, who are serving as Team USA in the women's tournament here. So we've done that a bunch, where we'll go on a tour and both of us either serve the same program, or she'll serve one and I'll serve the other, but we're kind of in the same place at the same time.
Good. We come halfway around the world and meet you, and isn't it funny the connections that we have and the connections you have already with Baylor?
Yeah, basketball is a small world. Yeah. People say that, sometimes it's not true. Basketball is really true. And, you know, as you and I talked about, I was Coach Colin, Nikki's assistant with the Atlanta Dream for 4 years. And so we feel strongly about the Baylor Bears and love Nikki, and is just so happy for her success and all the success there.
Yeah, that's great. You were there with her in Atlanta, actually her last year there when she accepted the Baylor job. So you were right in the middle of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we were there 3 years prior to that. And then, when the call came from Baylor, we were in the middle of training camp, getting ready to play. And, you know, she was so excited about Baylor. But you know, anybody that knows Nikki knows she's a relational person. So she was very concerned about the players there in Atlanta and our staff. And, you know, we just told her, hey, this is a great opportunity. You know, Baylor's a great university with great people. You need to matriculate yourself to Waco.
Very good advice, and we're glad you sent her our way. So glad to have Coach Colin at Baylor. And your connections with Baylor in Texas go back to some time at TCU.
Yeah, so I was the head women's basketball coach at TCU from 96 to 99.
Okay.
And loved our time there. So I'm very, very house divided in this thing. Some of my very best friends are Baylor people. Some of my very best friends are TCU people. Another one of our connections to Baylor is that Jim and Holly Grobe are dear friends of my wife and I from our time together at Wake Forest. So, yeah, I can root for both. I'm okay. Yeah.
Very good. And we love Coach Grobe and Holly. And you were the women's coach at Wake Forest, right, when he was the head football coach there?
Correct. Yeah, we were there for 8 years, as the head coach of the women's basketball program, and Jim was there the whole time, and we got to be very good friends at that time. Yeah, and so we've stayed great friends over the years. And in fact, when he was at Baylor, we were in the Dallas-Fort Patty, and I were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we came over and watched Baylor play Texas Tech in the Cowboys Stadium there in Arlington.
Yeah.
Right? And just really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Love Coach Grobe. And the 1 year he was there with us, just great. And easy to pull for him and just know what a great guy that he is.
Yeah. When Coach Taft reached out to Coach Grobe and brought him and Holly there, you could not have brought a better person to put in that very specific situation, just in terms of a guy that's a great coach, a great human being, selfless, you know, just a character guy that's a great football coach and just is going to come there and serve,
yeah.
Right? Which is what that was. He was there as a service.
I've always thought he was the perfect guy in a really tough situation that 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you right now, Jim and Holly love the Baylor Bears. They don't like you guys, okay? They love the Baylor Bears, yeah.
All right, any other connections that we didn't talk about the other day? Anything else that's come to mind?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I actually coached in the old Farrell Center once, but I have not been in the new place.
Okay.
So one of my goals is this year, Patty and I will roll down, try to find a weekend where both the men and women are playing at home, and we'll roll down and watch both teams play.
Good. Wasn't there a connection with Pat Nunley and Tommy Newman also? How about that?
Yeah, Tommy Newman, who was formerly an assistant coach there and coached Pat Scott Nunley in both high school and at Baylor, mm-hmm. is a close friend of mine. Nice. We played a lot of golf together in north of Dallas there in Corinth, Texas. And Pat and I actually, Tommy put us together. We went to lunch. Yes. Tommy and I went down to the Wichita State against Baylor game. Gosh, you know, 6-8 years ago now. And we went out to lunch with Pat first, so met him. So when you all rolled in here, we're both kind of looking at each other across the room like, I should know you, but I can't decide where. And so it's been great catching up with Pat. And then we caught up with Coach Newman.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just been really fun.
That's pretty cool. As you said, basketball is, in some respects, a small world.
Yeah, if you hang around long enough in this game, you run into pretty much everybody. It's, you know, one of the things that happens as we serve on these tours, as I go on these tours, I don't always know someone on every staff. Mm-hmm. Okay, like on this staff, I know Jared Nunes' father. I was a men's assistant at Minnesota, and Al Nunes is an alum and a booster, so I got to know him a little bit. So you don't always know somebody, but I'm usually only one degree of separation from somebody on the staff. Yeah.
Makes you the perfect person to be the host ambassador here for Basketball Travelers, visiting with Mike Peterson. And we've seen one game. We played the game yesterday, won really fairly easily over India. I've had a hard time not saying Indiana, but India and Latvia today. And it just ramps up, gets a little tougher. Explain to our listeners how, I mean, this is Team USA, and they're going to get everybody's best shot.
They are. And, you know, in basketball, a Team USA has a target on their back, mm-hmm. right? It's our sport. We're the best at it. So you're going to get every single team's best shot. The other thing that folks at home don't understand well enough, I think, is the rest of the world thinks this is the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And in the U.S., we really don't know much about the World University Games. Yeah. But as an example, the opening ceremonies were held in a soccer stadium, 35,000-seat soccer stadium. It was sold out.
Wow.
And so this is a big event kind of in the rest of the world. And we don't, as Americans, we just kind of don't understand it a little bit. So it's a very important event. Every team, every country sends their best athletes that fit the age group to this event. So it will get more and more challenging as we advance. And it's just a great chance for Coach Drew and his staff, right, to grow this group of guys.
Yeah, very good. One other connection I don't think we talked about was the Baylor women were in Greece and Italy a couple of years ago, and you were a part of that tour.
They were. So my wife and I served as their tour hosts on the trip for the women's basketball team to Greece and Italy. And we went to Rome, Naples, Capri, Amalfi, Athens, and Santorini.
Wow.
It was a great trip. And so we had a great time with that group, and they had a good trip. And for us, selfishly, you know, for Patty and I, it was like a family trip, you know, because Nikki was there and Tom was there and the kids were there. And so it was just really, really fun. And again, like this group, the men's team, the women's team was just full of phenomenal people.
Yeah.
And so one of the great things about having the role that we have now is you just get to meet a lot of really cool people.
Yeah. Well, we could say the same about you, and it's great to meet you and great to have you with us. And thank you for your time here at Halftime.
Appreciate it. Sick 'em.
Good job. You learned that very well. That is the host ambassador for Basketball Travelers, Mike Peterson, with us at Halftime. We're back with more right after this.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
Big savings are waiting at Allen Samuels in Waco. Drive off in a 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport for just $29,990 or grab a new Jeep Compass Latitude for only $26,700. The road and trails are calling. And wrap up your summer in style with the Make This the Summer event at Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Come by. Let's be friends. On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today. On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Is your AC running nonstop, but your home still feels like a Texas barbecue pit? Old windows could be the reason. Cracked seals, outdated glass, they let the brutal heat pour in and your cold air pour out unless you upgrade to energy-efficient windows and give your AC a break. Lower your energy bills, boost your comfort, and beat the Texas heat. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas at 254-301-7760. That's 254-301-7760 for a cooler home now, lower energy bills, and comfort you can feel. Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas. Your home and your wallet will thank you.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at SyntexSportsFan.com.
Slovacek Sausage has found a great home in Central Texas, and we're growing with you. We have found so many ways to celebrate all the great things about Texas. Football, family, and friends, and so much more. We have all of the barbecue, specialty meats, and over 35 kinds of kolaches to make your next meal or gathering a great success, and we do all the work. If you're on the road, we have the best place for your pooch to stop and stretch with our beautiful dog park. So with the hospitality of Texas and our Czech heritage, vítame vás. That means we welcome you. At Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
Family owned and operated since 1956, Tanner Roofing specializes in residential, commercial, industrial, and repairs. Fully licensed and insured and serving areas within 60 miles of Belton, offering free estimates and discounts to active military and veterans. When your roof is in trouble, call Tanner Roofing for all your roofing needs. Residential or commercial, Tanner Roofing is the team you can count on. TannerRoofing.com.
You'll have no worries and no payments all summer long with First Central. Auto loans get an additional interest discount now through August 29th. Find an easy online application, discounts on already competitive rates, and 90 days with no payments. Plus, your summer auto loan activates donations by First Central to area after-school programs. Visit FirstCentralCU.com to get started.
Loan subject to eligibility and credit approval. Member NCUA.
From the Alan Samuel Studios, you're listening to the best of the John Moore Show here on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Time to hear from Baylor football coach Dave Aranda on the best of the John Moore Show on ESPN Central Texas. He recently spoke with the Texas High School Coaches Association about the Bears' upcoming season. He's super excited about it for good reason. Tons of returning starters, including quarterback Sawyer Robertson and running back Bryson Washington. Here is Baylor football head coach Dave Aranda on the John Moore Show on ESPN Central Texas.
We're excited to get started. You know, we're back in the office on Wednesday. So, you know, prior to coming to Texas, it was always the Major League All-Star break was kind of your signal that, hey, dude, summer was fun, but it's time to turn the page. Let's get going with ball. And, you know, since being at Baylor, you know, the opportunity to come to coaching school and to be here is the sign that, hey, it's football time. And so excited for the improvements the guys have made during the summertime. You know, a lot of the feedback from Vic and our strength staff has been really strong with just the player-led elements there. And, you know, we were just talking, you know, I think anytime you take transfer players, there's always an opportunity, I think, for guys to kind of assimilate early and, you know, kind of, hey, this is what the the standards are, hey, this is what the, this is how this is supposed to be. And sometimes you can get like an acting job when that's the case. And, you know, what we try to do is break all that down and get right to the heart of it. Like, whatever the, like, let's get the mask off, bro. It's, and sometimes we have to make a mountain out of a molehill. Usually that's the case to do that. And to kind of make a huge thing out of nothing so that all of that can be, you know, we rather know and get to it early than have it exposed late. And so a lot of that's been going on this summer, and I'm proud of it, and I think it's been positive. We're still waiting on Ashton Hawkins. To this date, we haven't heard anything. And so, you know, it's, we'd like to be able to hear something as soon as possible. I know that you know, it's with the people that are going to make the decision, and they're working on it. So we're looking forward to hear back on that. But excited to get started. There's a good kind of grounded confidence and real true excitement about getting back together. Take any questions you guys got.
Hey, Coach.
Hey.
Ron Rod, Dallas Morning News. A lot of coaches have just kind of talked about kind of the brotherhood of kind of recruiting against each other in-state for in-state players. Mm-hmm. How important is that for you all at Baylor to recruit within the state of Texas?
We try to make our class, our recruiting, you know, class primarily high school players and primarily Texas high school players. You know, I just think, you know, I think these last couple years, there's been some transfers that we've taken. I think a lot of that has to do with previously we were not paying players, and so we had to upgrade our roster, you know, after the non-paying of the players, how many years that was, you know. And so I think we're at a stage now to where it's like, hey, there's good players that are in the on the team, and now it's about retention, and now it's about developing. You know, and so that's been going on. And then it's about, you know, bringing in high school players. I think when you bring in a high school player, there is similar what, or compare and contrast what I just talked about with the transfer of, you know, having to kind of make a mountain out of a molehill to kind of really get to the true self of that person. At times, I'm not saying that's all the time, but at times, a lot of the transfer portal recruiting thing is maybe it's a 1 week, it's a 1 week interaction, and then the kids come into your school. Whereas a high school player, there's been 2 years, right, of recruiting the kid and being in the house and being at the camp and being on campus and both times. And so there's a greater area, or there's a greater space to go through the ups and downs of a real relationship with real people. You know what I mean? And I'd much rather do that, go for that. And I think we're at the stage where we can do that. I imagine this is what people say, but this is how I feel. So would like to build for that to be the case, you know. But it's way important, and it's very difficult because they're so intertwined, whether it's our staff or you name a staff in the state. There's someone that coached here, right, or someone on our staff that coached there. And so there's a lot of those rivalries for sure pop up. Yeah, but to have a team made of high school players, especially Texas high school players, is very essential to us.
Mike Craven, Dave Campbell's Texas Football. You know, early in your tenure, you're a little hesitant to go in the transfer portal, a little hesitant to do NIL. You kind of talked about yesterday at the panel. Have any of the fears you had for those things manifested behind the scenes?
Yeah.
And what, I guess, what have they been?
You know, I just think, I mean, you talk about you. What the biggest fear with me with all of that was the power that comes with buying players, I guess. When you can buy something, then you can sell that something, you know. Something easily bought, easily sold. And, you know, I think there's a greater connection if there's understanding of, hey, man, this is where this dude's coming from. This is kind of his challenges. Here's his talents. We want to be able to take him from point A to point B. Football is a part of that, but it's not all of that. That's a whole different thing. then I'm buying something and it don't work. Get out of here. Get me something new. And that's all around us. Like, you know, everybody's wet with that, you know? And so it just makes it kind of an ill deal. And, you know, I think, like, for us to be competitive and to be talented and everything, like, it kind of, you know, from where we were, which is probably like a Disney movie, you know, you can't, I mean, we weren't winning, you know, the Disney way. And so, like, to get to where you're way aggressive, acquiring talent, doing all those things, you have to get wet a little bit. And that, you know, I don't know. I'm not comfortable with that. But you have to try to have your integrity and find a balance. And I'm still trying to do that. But that's all the time.
Shahan J. Rogers from CBS Sports. Coach, you know, kind of going off of that a little bit, you look right now in the, you know, top 247, eight of the top 100 guys are committed to Big 12 schools, three of them to Baylor. I'm curious, you know, I think there was kind of this idea that paying players was going to be a drag on the Big 12 and programs like yours. In some ways, it's been a benefit. Do you feel like rev share has been a benefit to you? And also, just when you look at the past two or three years, how have you evolved your recruiting strategy for this moment?
I think rev share will be a benefit for Big 12 schools. Some type of balanced, you know, hopefully balanced level playing field would be a benefit. I think we're all waiting for really strong enforcement and everyone wants to see what that looks like, you know. But I think right now, I think it's probably too early to tell. I think some of what you're seeing are, especially in our league, is that there's teams that knew that the rev share era was coming and front-loaded deals to have money freed up in rev share to make bigger deals to close out guys at this time. And so, you know, that's kind of the color, that kind of colors this space that we're in right now. I think once we get to after the season, moving forward, January and all that going forward, I think that's when, you know, hopefully there's a level playing field. And I think, you know, there's so many great options with schools and head coaches and personalities within the state and history and just all of it for, you know, for kids from Texas that can, their families can go to all the games, and there's rivalries and there's traditions and all this stuff. And so there's such great opportunities, I think, for it to be where, hey, you know, this school gives you $4 and we can give you $4 and all this other thing evens out like that. I think, you know, that's a benefit to our league. Yeah.
Coach Zach Smith, Waco Trib, has the addition of all this money and maybe your changing views on recruiting and all this affected your relationships with high school coaches? And how has that changed over the last few years with the addition of all the money?
We just try to be as honest as we can. I think it's the more the money's got involved, the less influence, unfortunately, the high school coaches have had. There's been a rise in influence with agents and third parties. And so I wish there'd be greater influence with high school coaches. And I think there has to be some type of it's not the fault of them. You know, I think there's things that we can do from a rule standpoint where we could include high school coaches more. We've kind of fenced high school coaches out of the recruiting process, you know, of coaches taking kids to camp and working camps and all those things. And in the space of that, now there's third parties and, you know, would rather have conversations with high school coaches than what we're having now. Yeah.
Dave Samcon from The Athletic. When you referenced earlier kind of the mask off part of it and trying to get to the real motivation, I've heard other coaches say that they wait to talk about the money last. Do you guys take a different approach and hit that first or early if you sense that the player cares about that more than others, or how does that alter your approach?
No, yeah. It's it's one of the last things, but you know, there are times where you hear from agents that, hey, it has to be this, or we're not even taking a visit. And we try to be able to avoid those situations and the recruits that come with that. What I was talking about a little bit was more of like, you know, the best behavior is always good, but we don't, you know, that can get exhausting if a kid comes and, hey, here's the structure and our meetings and be 10 minutes early and have your, you know, all this other stuff, have your book, notebooks out and all that. If, you know, they're trying really hard in that space and it's kind of like, you know, their true personality is not coming out. Like, we want them in the meeting early and all that, but we want their, not their representative to be there. We want it to be them, you know. And I think sometimes to try to get to the jewel point of that, sometimes you have to create a big fuss about a little thing and kind of get all of it to kind of come out. I think, you know, that has not really been a thing for us, but with transfers that has been. And so whether it's been academics or something like that, I think if we get to that and then get to the other side of it, then everyone's truly seen, everyone's truly understood, you know, we're all on the same page. Yeah.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
And exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real-world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
Since 1975, Schmalta's Sandwich Shop has been serving their one-of-a-kind sandwiches, soups, and salads to hungry Central Texans. They start early in the morning baking their homemade artisan bread. The sandwiches are oven-toasted, giving the bread a crunchy crust covering and a soft and dry, airy center. Ask for everyone's favorite, the Schmaltz, a combination of three cheeses, three meats, and all the fixings. They welcome phone-in orders at their Town West or downtown locations. Waco, born and bred. Schmaltz's Sandwich Shop.
Garage doors have evolved recently in terms of designs offered, and now they include a wide range of styles, colors, finishes, window inserts, and hardware. Veteran-owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Services boasts the largest showroom and design center in Central Texas. Plus, Precision can also install openers with cameras in your garage to monitor suspicious activity. Precision Garage Door Services, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco, 254-522-9657, and at precisiondoorcentraltx.com.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuel Studios.
It's 9:30 on a Saturday night. You're at the ballpark getting hot dogs for the kids, and your debit card doesn't work. Lucky for you, Central National Bank's after-hours service is ready to help you get out of all kinds of ninth-inning jams. Just contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a local person who can answer questions and fix problems. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
9,000 savings on stock number 347391. It's 0% financing is for well-qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
The savings continue on American quality and value during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr. Powerful work truck with a first-class interior, the GMC Sierra is the best truck on the road. Right now, save $9,000 on a 2025 Sierra. All cars and trucks on the lot are clearly marked with special red, white, and blue savings tags. Drive home American quality and value during our red, white, and blue sales tag event.
Richard Carr. They have the truck for you.
On the road again, Camper Repair and Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today on the road again, Camper Repair and Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
It's time for today's Modern Media Big 12 football preview. Today, a look at the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris.
Everybody, continuing our series of Big 12 football previews. Today, a check on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Picked to win the Big 12 a year ago, they finished dead last, 0-9 in conference play. It has led to an offseason of tremendous change for head coach Mike Gundy. That's straight ahead on today's Modern Media Big 12 football preview.
Hey football fans, Kyle Satrano here with George's Restaurant Bar and Catering to invite you to experience game days with George's this season. Join us at George's before or after the game for some signature Big O cocktails, or come watch every second unfold on our 200-inch TV screens. Hosting a tailgater party? Let George's cater with our party packaging meals, perfect for feeding your crew. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at either of our locations, George's number 1 at 1925 Spade Avenue or George's number 2 at 1201 Hewitt Drive. And make plans to try out Jorge's Cantina this season, the latest addition to the George's family, with authentic Mexican cuisine, fresh seafood, and tequila cocktails galore.
Come see for yourself and sick 'em Bears.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why State Farm agent Bart Romig and his team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Call State Farm agent Bart Romig at 772-5025 today.
New gear for the new season is arriving daily at the Baylor Bookstore on campus and the Spirit Shop at the Herd Welcome Center. Also available online at BaylorShop.com.
Baylor Scott and White, Hillcrest Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our physicians specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of all sports-related injuries. Located at the Ted and Sue Getterman Sports and Orthopedic Center on the Baylor Scott and White Hillcrest campus. This state-of-the-art facility includes advanced MRI imaging, outpatient orthopedic surgery center, and a sports therapy department with indoor and outdoor physical therapy spaces. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, our goal is to get you back in the game.
Now for a check on Big 12 Conference football. Here again is Johnny Morris.
And welcome back. It was a season to forget for Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State football a year ago. After a 3-0 start in non-conference, they went 0-9 in Big 12 conference play to finish dead last in the league. It has led to major changes in the offseason. Here's head coach Mike Gundy heading into his 21st season as the head man in Stillwater.
So the off season for us has been crazy. Obviously, we know about all the changes in college football, and for the most part, we all live day to day. Players coming in, players going out, recruiting. For me, it was extremely busy. New staff, new coordinators. Those guys bring in their own staff. We have 65 new players. 35 of them we've never seen practice before. And they just showed up in June. 18 of those-ish are transfers and the other are high school players. So it's a very unusual experience. They've done really well over the last 4 or 5 weeks in off season. But August practice will be more important now than it ever has been based on the new faces.
That's Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy. His Cowboys open the new season Thursday, August 28th, against UT Martin. They'll play at Oregon in Week 2 and host Tulsa in Week 3. And that's today's Modern Media Big 12 football preview. I'm John Morris.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BB.